Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and it is hot as H-O-T. I mean, it's so hot, man, even the air's not working. They say we got a heat advisory, and we're trying to save the people that don't have air. Man, it's pretty bad out there. Pretty god darn bad. And it's going to be hot tomorrow with storms. But the good news is it's going to be hot. I don't know how that's good news. Listen, we got a great show for you tonight. We're going to be featuring an interview with Dennis Edwards, the Temptation Man. And we got some broadcast news that came out about him. And I didn't know he was from St. Louis. I always thought he was a Detroit man. But actually, he was born in Texas. Can you believe it? Dennis Edwards. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We got about four or five of the tracks that he made famous for the Temptations. And they say that he helped them get the first, I think it was a Grammy or something. Anyway, it was a great song. And just Cloud Nine, you could be what you wanna be. Cloud Nine, you could go to school and buy kind of job. That's not what they say. Anyway, if you want to get into, if you want, I knew that was corny. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world. And you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button, and you will be listening to the show. And you won't be on cloud nine. You'll be on the DSM, Don S. McClure Show. So like I said, we're going to talk tonight about recognize your abilities, finding your inner strength that makes you, you. So we're going to be talking about that tonight, understanding your abilities versus your strength or your power. And what does that mean in your everyday life? So I wrote that up so I could give you the strength and power you need to fight, to fight. I couldn't think of nothing else to say after that. But we got a great show for you tonight, man. I've been looking at this board and putting songs together. And, you know, and it's such a pleasure on Friday. I just wish it wasn't so hot. Because, man, I'm sweating. Even in the studio, I'm sweating. I'm thinking about taking off my shirt, taking off my socks, taking off my shoes. And then take it off. Well, I don't have on a hat. Don, let's get the show started. It's 7:07. All right, our featured artist for tonight is Dennis Edwards, lead for the Temptations. We're going to start the show off with him. And like I said, later on, we got a couple of interviews about him. And we won't talk too much about his tragic ending, but we will talk about how good he took the temps to the tempting temptations.
Hold it.
Turn the gray sky blue.
Man, that song just, Dennis Edwards, man, after David Ruffin left, Dennis took over. And man, they shot up. And I went on YouTube and Google. And do you know, I think Otis Williams is still at 79. He's still doing Temptation tours. And I saw so many Temptations. I saw names I ain't never even heard of. But that's good, man. When you can keep a group going forever. The little Temptations, the big Temptations, the young Temptations, the old Temptations. Just a tempting Temptations. Man, that's deep. So anyway, the show got started with Dennis Edwards and the Temptations. And I can't get next to you. He said, I tried, but I can't. You just won't let me get next to you. You know, I looked up a couple of artists. And I said, man, some of these guys, like Freddie Jackson, I'm going to play him tonight. And he's got a track. Now, you know how the jazz artists hook up with the R&B artists. Well, Najee, and you know Najee bad. All I ever asked, he went and got Freddie Jackson to sing while he played. And it's bad. So I'm getting ready to play that. And when I come back, man, we got some heart-stopping music that you're going to enjoy. So let's get the pop and the corn and start with Freddie Jackson and Najee. All I ever ask is you to be mine. Is that what they say? I don't know.
This is all I'll ever ask of you. Tell me your dreams so they can be mine too. Let me be there to help them come true. Tell me your fears when you feel afraid.
Find your home and always remember your name.
Oh, man. And, you know, I had never heard that, right? Freddie Jackson, Najee. And I was looking, what should I play? And I said, Freddie Jackson, Najee, let me check this out. And it just had water in my eyes. Oh, man. You know, there's this Southern pitcher, and actually it's a cowboy, and it's called True Grit. And, of course, True Grit is John Wayne. And the guy says, Ned, you're going to have to go to jail, or I'm going to have to shoot you. And Ned said, that's mighty tall talk for a one-eyed fat man. And I said, man, that's kind of mean. And then John Wayne said, you sons of bees, you're going to meet your maker. And I can't say the word on air. But he was mad because he called him a one-eyed fat man. I don't know what made me think of that. That ain't got nothing to do with Freddie. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to play one of my guys, The Cure, and that's his name. And he talks about when he was in the car with his girlfriend and they smoked up the windows. He said he remembered it. And you got to check this track out. This is Jamaican music, man. Jamaican. And I like The Cure. He said, he got a cure again. Let me play this song.
Ooh, yeah. Hey. Here comes The Cure again. Yeah. Sitting here by the phone, ain't none of you to tell me what to do.
Tell me what to do.
Oh yeah. No one to fall asleep, all alone. If you still worry, up and tell me when to move. Cause it's all on you.
On you.
Got me feeling in the worst way.
Sugar.
Don't mean to come up Thursday,
but God,
begging for your mercy. Won't you make time to squeeze me in?
Yeah.
You say that you will be there.
Sugar.
I'll be more than patient all day,
but God,
if you think I'm worthy to kiss upon your lips again. Cause I've been sitting here by the phone, waiting on you to tell me what. Oh yeah, no one to fall asleep, all alone. If you still worry, up and tell me when to move. Cause it's all on you. Don't be stingy with your love now. You know I got a sweet tooth. Got me thinking about the last time we steamed up the windows in my car. Can't you see you got me worked up?
Sugar.
Like an hourglass, it curves up.
Sugar.
Took a while to build my nerve up. Now I'm running out of words to say. Cause I've been sitting here by the phone, waiting on you to tell me what to do.
Tell me what to do.
Oh yeah. No one to fall asleep. Ooh. All alone. Still worry up and tell me when to move. Cause it's all on you. If it's wrong to be saving this love on you, then girl, I don't wanna be right.
I don't wanna be.
Oh no. Listen, as if I gotta go to war to prove I'm down for you. Just to show you I'ma be around. Send me every
and man that is the number one artist in Jamaica. He's called The Cure, C-U-R-E, and he is the cure to music, man. And he remembers steaming up the windows. So if you don't know what that means, you must be 190, man, because you're supposed to know we're steaming up the windows in the car. Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm in a rare form tonight. Our featured artist is Dennis Williams from The Temptations. And great voice. Really great voice. Hey, we're going to jump to another great voice from the past. Baby, I'm Ready. LaVert. So let's get it on. Like Pop and the Corn.
Give me one more chance.
Maybe not just a little bit.
We can have an everlasting romance. give you all of my love, all of my kisses.
Girl, I'm tired of playing games.
I don't wanna play no more. I don't wanna play no more. To give you every little piece, every little part of me, baby.
Baby, not just a little bit.
Not just a little bit. I wanna give you all of it, baby.
Baby, I'm ready.
Oh.
Baby, I'm ready. Baby,
yep.
Baby, I'm ready.
Come
baby,
on.
Baby, I'm ready. Baby,
ooh.
I'm ready. Girl, I'm tired of playing
so
games.
Play with me, baby. I got too many women and I don't wanna.
Baby,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Chaka Khan, and I like what you do to me. To me. M-E. Oh, man. We got a great show for you tonight, man. We got to take a quick break. When I come back, got some letters and interviews with some information about Dennis Edwards. That's going to be a good interview. And some more great music. So let's take a quick break. And when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
All righty. Let's get to the pop and the corn. Oh, man, that's crazy. That's really crazy. Hey, we're going to jump to the information about Dennis Edwards. And I'm telling you, the man was bad. So let's get to it. And just think about when you saw Dennis Edwards and the Temptations. just cutting up.
Okay, time now for a little musical quiz. Name the St. Louisan who is not only a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but also has the distinction of recording Motown Records' first Grammy Award-winning song.
Now, did you guess Chuck Berry? Wrong. Johnny Johnson? Wrong. Tina Turner is also wrong. Let Fox News' Glenn Zimmerman give you a little hint in tonight's Fox Files.
Tucked away in a quiet, nondescript St. Louis suburb lives a music legend, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, a five-time Grammy Award winner, and the lead singer of this iconic song. Say hello to St. Louisan Dennis Edwards.
It was the best thing I ever done, was to move back to St. Louis.
Edwards was the lead singer of The Temptations. Yes, those Temptations. His gritty, soulful, gospel voice is the sound of the Motown group in the late 60s and 70s. It's his voice that fueled the number one hits like I Can't Get Next to You, Runaway Child, Running Wild, and Motown's first ever Grammy Award-winning single, Cloud Nine. Before he joined, the group was the Classic Five, David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Otis Williams, Melvin Franklin, and Paul Williams. They had a string of hits in the 60s, but success and drugs were going to David Ruffin's head, and he was on his way out.
He was just a complete entertainer. I didn't know about his personal life, but he's a complete entertainer. Well, anyway, you know, I'm sitting there, man, I'm like, Temptations. So he said, you let me know. So I went home, you know. It wasn't about 10 minutes. So I told him and I said, yes, I would love to try out.
Well, I'm one now, yeah. Can I get in you?
His entrance into the group coincided with a shift in the band's sound. It was more toward the psychedelic soul sound of the 70s. It was an exciting time.
I had no idea. You know, I'm thinking, I'm in the Temptations, I'm a superstar, I'm going to get all the girls. And this is going to be so much fun. I had to meet at 8 o'clock in the morning for rehearsal. I'm like, what's this?
1968 was his coming out party, the nationally televised TCB special with Diana Ross and the Supremes.
I kind of realized why David acted like he did, because I must have did 12 songs out of 15 songs.
Yeah.
If you're not screwed on right, you will have a tendency to think, hey, I'm the guy.
So is that when you knew that you made it?
We never really even thought of the magnitude of the success that we had.
And success they had. And with that came real-world temptation.
You know, the myth was if you got something, you get some weed or some cocaine, you perform better.
Even though there was more music success, like the 1984 hit Don't Look Any Further with Syeda Garrett, his life was slowly getting out of control.
You know, I would go out in 3 or 4 or 5 days and get high, and I didn't know, you know, one day I found out, I said, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So he packed up, he moved from L.A. to St. Louis, and moved in with Mom.
Well, when I got here, I was a little messed up, you know. I wasn't on drugs, but she knew.
Mm-hmm.
Mom can look at the kids. She knew something was wrong. She said, you sit down. And I said, yes, ma'am. But you're in St. Louis, and you're going to go to church with me. It was the best move for me in my life.
He has his life back on track now and does 3 or 4 shows a month across the globe with his Temptations Review. But what he enjoys most is his role as a husband, as a father, and as a St. Louisan.
It's a great life here, a great family town. I love the Cardinals, I love the Rams, I love the Blues. And, you know, I'm a St. Louisan now.
Great story. Love how Mom got him right back on track.
Oh, yeah, moms have a way of doing that, don't they? Oh, man,
they are.
Great group. That's great to have him.
Dennis Edwards was one of the best singers in the history of R&B soul music and one of the best of the Temptations. He was the one that could jump up, sing, dance at any given moment, always full of energy and always kept a smile on his face. It was his voice that carried the Temptations through their most memorable time, and it was his voice that came to define the Temptations vocally throughout the 1970s and into the 1980s. Now, Dennis Edwards was born February 3, 1943 in Fairfield, Alabama, about 8 miles from Birmingham. His father, who was a reverend, moved the family to Detroit, Michigan when Dennis was around 10 years old, and he was singing his father's church. Eventually, he took over as choir director, joining the gospel act The Mighty Clouds of Joy by the time he was a teenager. Even though Dennis knew he could sing, he really wanted to be a factory worker like everybody else that lived in Detroit at that time. But once he graduated high school, he ended up joining the Army for a little short period. When he returned from the military and went back home, Berry Gordy and his Motown record label was the hottest thing in the world at the time. Even though it was forbidden for him to sing secular music because he was raised in the church. But now, all of his friends were singing that type of music, trying to break into the industry. And plus, he was inspired by his idol, Sam Cooke, who did the same thing. In 1961, he put together his own band called Dennis Edwards and the Fireballs, hoping to score a deal with Motown. One day, while performing at a small club, one of Berry Gordy's producers from the Funk Brothers liked Dennis' voice and got him an audition for Motown Records. Now, Berry Gordy loved Dennis' voice too, but he didn't have the time to work on music with him because he had a lot of other artists on his label at the time. So what Berry Gordy did was put him on a retainer, signing him to a work-for-hire contract, filling in for acts when needed. You know, the first 2 years with Motown, Dennis was getting like $250 to $300 a week just for being on the roster because Berry Gordy ain't had no work for him at the time. But until one day, he got that call that one of the Contours' lead singers got really sick while they were on tour as an opening act for the Temptations, and he was needed to fill in. Now, Dennis ended up becoming the lead singer for the Contours, recording the 1967 R&B Top 30 hit, It's So Hard Being a Loser, and Your Love Grows More Precious Every Day. But while touring with the Temptations, Dennis became good friends with all of the members, especially David Ruffin. During that time, the Temptations was tired of David Ruffin and was having problems with him, his lifestyle and the way he lived during that time. David Ruffin told Dennis Edwards that the Temptations were going to kick him out of the group and ask him to take his place. Sure enough, the next day, Dennis got that call and he couldn't refuse the offer, leaving his group, the Contours. Now with the Temptations, while performing, an upset David Ruffin would crash the stage while Dennis Edwards would sing lead vocals on Ain't Too Proud to Beg everywhere they went for months. So the group decided to hold off on Dennis with the promise of a solo deal for Motown, and they brought David Ruffin back into the group. But once David Ruffin continued with his behavior and not show up for the shows, they put Dennis Edwards back in the group permanently this time. Now, Dennis' vocals will give the Temptations a string of hits, such as Cloud 9, I Can't Get Next to You, Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and Shaky Ground. The singles Cloud 9 and Papa Was a Rolling Stone won Grammy Awards. It was the very first Grammy Awards for the Motown label. Also during that time, he started dating Aretha Franklin. Her 1972 classic song, Daydreaming, was about Dennis as the two fell in love and were close to marriage until Dennis was caught cheating with Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters. In 1977, Dennis began to bump heads with members Melvin Franklin and Otis Wilms. Angry that Motown were focusing too much on Dennis as lead vocalist, plus they didn't like Dennis' cocaine drug habit, so he ended up leaving the group in 1977. But in 1980, he rejoined the Temptations, performing with ex-members David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks for the reunion album and the tour. The reunion and the tour fell apart due to David Ruffin's drug habit and Dennis Edwards missing shows and rehearsals. Once again, a solo artist and back with Motown Records, Dennis released his 1984 hit, Don't Look Any Further, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Black Singles charts and number 72 on the Billboard Hot 100. In the UK, that song peaked at number 45, pushing his album to number 2 on the R&B charts. The song Don't Look Any Further was also sampled by Biggie Smalls and the Junior Mafia for their hit Get Money as a remix. In 1987, the Temptations got back together again, but Dennis Edwards was fired from the group for the third and final time in late 1988. Over the years, most of the Temptation members passed on. David Ruffin would die from a cocaine overdose in 1991, and Eddie Kendricks died from lung cancer in 1993. Melvin Franklin fell into a diabetic coma and died in 1995. Later on in life, Dennis Edwards would tour and continue to make music throughout his career. But in 2017, Dennis Edwards fell ill, reportedly from meningitis, which made him a quadriplegic, leaving him bedbound and immobile. Even though he was on a lot of medications and was reportedly depressed and paranoid. Now, Dennis Edwards' daughter, who was appointed his power of attorney, said she never heard his doctor say he had meningitis. But see, Dennis Edwards' now wife, Brenda Edwards, decided to move him from his St. Louis home to a luxury high-rise apartment building in Chicago. While in Chicago, Dennis took a nasty fall and was taken to the hospital. An anonymous tipster called a state hotline and said Brenda Edwards had abused Dennis. When a caseworker had visited him in his apartment, Dennis told them that his wife was trying to kill him by suffocating him, holding his face down in a pillow, and she took his hearing aids away from him. The caseworker called the police and had Dennis Edwards removed from the house. The caseworker even filed an emergency order of protection, claiming Brenda was a threat to Dennis. Brenda Edwards hired her own lawyer to challenge the order of protection, but Dennis died a day before she was supposed to appear in court, so the emergency protective order that she had against her was cleared. But the final autopsy report on Dennis Edwards' death by the Cook County medical examiners found no signs of abuse, ruling he died due to the complications of meningitis. In an interview on CBS, Brenda Edwards says she loved Dennis and they were married for 18 years. She would have never done anything to harm him and the allegations are false. But Dennis Edwards' daughters think differently. He was 74 years old. R.I.P. Dennis Edwards.
And that was the information about Dennis Edwards, one of the greatest voices in the Temptations. The song that a lot of people remember by Dennis, Don't Look Any Further, with Sadia Garrett. And man, this is a track. So, in honor of a great singer, let's play that track. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
Don't look any further.
And that was Dennis Edwards, The Temptations. Hey, I found a track by Elisa Myers. I want to thank you, right? And I had been singing a song in the car and singing it in the shower and singing it in the stores. I want to thank you. And I kept thinking it was Chaka Khan, right? So I'm going through the tracks looking for Chaka. I want to thank you. And I couldn't find it. And Elisa Myers kept popping up. And, you know, my computer, it could talk, right? So it said, Donna, why are you looking for Chaka Khan when that's Elisa Myers? And I said, I didn't ask you that. And this is how my computer talks. Done. I don't have Chaka Khan. I want to thank you. I only have Elisa Myers. But why don't you learn who you're looking for? And I said, I'm going to unplug you. But anyway, listen to this track and tell me if you don't think this sounds like Chaka Khan. My darn computer. You don't know what you're looking for.
Shining your light on me. You sent me someone.
her back. And I'm telling you, that's Alisa Myers. I sure thought that was shocking. And somebody just texted me asking me, Don, your computer talks. Yeah, she's some kin to Alexa. First, I had one named Valerie. And she talked like this. You listen up, Don S. McClure. I am just not going to find what you want. And so, call my cousin, Alexa. And I disconnected her. And then I got the smart one that talks with a high-pitched voice. Her name was Sarita. I said, where do I get these computer women from? They're all some kin to Alexa. And she said, that's not my name, Don. Well, I call her Alexis. I don't care. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Then we're going to get to our subject matter. Recognize your abilities. And it's going to kind of work along with the Dennis Edwards story. But anyway, let me play this track by my girl, Denise Williams. That's what friends are for. To hug ya, kiss ya, love ya. This make you feel good.
While you're gone,
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my board is lit up with blue lights. That means people are tuning in from everywhere. Tonight, we're talking about recognize your abilities, finding your inner strength that makes you, you. Understanding your abilities versus your strength or power, and what does that mean in your everyday life? Your will to understand your ability will help you to harness your other powers inside of you. Now, suppose you take all of the powers inside of your body and you list them in order, whatever order you want, such as strength, wisdom, courage, fear, love, desire, sympathy, even movement and speech, along with sight. So that's usually about 10, and you place them in the order that you think they're so vitally important. But you will find at the head of all 10 of them, there is one that you must learn to control and master. That you must learn to control and master. And it is number 11 that we're mentioning, but it's actually on the list in reality, it's number 1. Your mind is asking the question right now, out of all the items we explained to you or listed or said, your mind is asking the question, but how can that be since each of the other 10 are vital to my functions? Yeah, you have to have power and strength and wisdom and courage. And sometimes you will have fear, and sometimes you'll fall in love, and sometimes you'll have desires that are running you crazy, and sympathy. And of course, you have to have movement to get up and down, and speech along with your sight. But take a moment and think about what drives all those that I listed to be able to function. And you will come up with the number one ability. For without ability, nothing else can occur. You have to have or find the ability to think, the ability to reason when dealing with a problem or with finding a solution, the ability that you draw all the others from, help you make certain decisions, good or bad. Your words can appear in your thoughts, you know, while they're floating around in your head, but without the ability to speak, they are trapped inside of your brain with no way to come forth until you find the ability to utter the simple saying of hello. You ever seen those movies where the child just can't find the ability to speak a couple of words, so therefore, nobody knows what she thinks? They try to find ways to communicate. They try to find things to bring that speech out. But without her finding the ability, she doesn't do it. Your arms, they can't move, or your legs, or even your fingers, without a strong desire for ability. And your desire to continue on in life will come from how much and how strong you feel about the ability to go on. In fact, how far you are allowed to work out and how long comes from the strength of your ability, which is sometimes followed by endurance. And ability pushes your endurance. when you're getting tired and you feel you've walked a long way, or somebody's saying you're going to be in certain states, that ability to say, you know what? No. Remember the movie The Matrix. I talk about it a lot. Even though she's laying on the floor and the police are coming, the ability, she says, get up. That's ability talking to you. Ability will come in your ear and say, run from a situation. Ability will come into your ear and say, just go on and do what you want to do with that desire of yours, because you know it's right. Ability will guide you. And sometimes when you push your abilities to learn to work a computer, to learn to understand certain things, that's ability at its purest form. So I want you to think about that. Out of all the ones we mentioned, power inside of you, and you can list them in any order. Maybe make strength number one, wisdom number two, or courage number four, or fear number 10, and love number one, desire maybe number three, sympathy. You can make them any numbers you want, but the ability to give them the full impact in your life, you got to have ability. And you got to push that ability to throw that ball, to pitch 100 miles an hour, to run that long marathon or in the Olympics, or just the ability to take time out to read a book. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We'll be right back. And I'm going to get the ability to hit the next button so I can play some great music.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
You know, I keep getting a couple of texts, and people were saying, Don, you know, you're right. Sometimes somebody will say, you can't do something, but you find the ability to make them wrong. I'm going to play this track by Chaka Khan. And, you know, I was in a grocery store about 5 years ago. And this old lady that we used to steal her cherries from her cherry tree. She walked up to me and said, hey, please, Don, pardon me, but you look like that bad little boy that you steal my cherries. And then she hit me with her cane. My head was hurt. So that's a lot different from Chaka Khan.
I don't mind, 'cause your face is so kind. Seldom you
Oh, man. That old lady was beat me with that umbrella, man. Then she pulled out a cane. She said, yeah, you remind me of that bad little boy and his gang. He's a steal my cherries. And every Saturday morning, she'd be waiting at the door, boy, with that stick. And we'd jump over the fence, go in her yard. And she'd say, get out of my yard, you little bad kids. Quit stealing my cherries. And we'd just laugh and steal some more. And she'd chase us out that yard. Boy. So when she clucked me on the head of the snow, everybody said, oh, lady, what's your head in for? Say, he used to be a cherry stealer. She said, yeah, please don't mind. He looked like, but he wasn't my friend.
They
Take all his houses, take all his cars, take all his money, throw him in the gutter. He don't want to lose her love. He say, put him in the park with nowhere to go. He don't want to lose her. But, but she'll be gone because you won't have, you won't be able to get to see her. You don't have nothing, man. You gave it all away. Oh, man. You know, he don't want to lose her. She'll be like, we don't have no place to live. How we going to stay together? I don't know about that one, man. Anyway. Oh, I don't want to. Okay, all right. He got to be joking. Take everything from him, even his air. He can't breathe. Oh, man. Anyway, let me play Letters for you. I blame you.
Not the same.
talking to my producer during the break about that last song. He said, I don't want to lose you. I give up everything. And I said, well, they in the park. And he said, well, now, at least they got some grass. I said, they ain't even got a bed. He said, he give up everything. Now, wait a minute. Now. Who wrote that song? I think that's Freddie Jackson. And he said, why he got to give up everything? The girl already love him. I give up my shoes. Oh, man. I just don't get it. I'm about to research that one. Because now he's just homeless. And she went to her mother's house. Okay. Anyway, let me play this track. Who was I gonna play? Oh, Denise Williams. That's my girl, Niecy. 'Cause you love me, baby. Which is different from I don't wanna lose you. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's my girl, Niecy. 'Cause you love me, baby. Not like the other one. I don't want to lose you. I'll even go sleep on the beach and let the water run over me. Oh, man. I can't deal with that one, man. I got to find out who wrote that. Hey, I got a track. I'm going to play a back-to-back track. I'm going to go with Babyface. Where will you go if it ain't with me? And then I'm going to play La Bert. Baby, hold on to me. So two hold on records or tracks, as they're called today. They're pretty good, too. And we got 22 more minutes, man. We almost out of here. So anyway, I like that Niecy track. I like the music we played tonight. And I didn't know Dennis Edwards used to date Aretha Franklin. And she wrote the song Daydreaming. So they say. Now, I can't verify that. I don't know. But I'll take some. I guess it could be true, you know. All right. So let's get to Babyface. Man, I'm wild about this track. And then I'm wild about Baby Hold On To Me. You see, I'm the special cat. I like that, man. All right. Let's get to it. Where will you go?
That kind of rain should never rain.
Would blow. have a fancy car, diamond ring. But girl, you know all good things come to time. Girl, you know I do just about anything. See a smile on your face. Don't let your friends go messing with your mind.
No, no.
Girl, you know there ain't nothing I won't do for you. And baby, don't ever doubt my love gonna be true. Baby, hold on to me. See, I'm a special kind. Man, that is hard to find. Told you a thousand times. Baby, hold on to me. Oh, baby, hold on to me. See, I'm a special kind.
Hold me with all my
mind. Man, that is hard to find.
When he said bye-bye, bye-bye, baby. Girl, I give you my time. Here is my money.
All of my money.
Heart. You'll be so sorry, baby, if we were to ever part.
Virgil out of bed, don't it, baby, you better. You better hold on to me. No. Woo, Lordy. Boy, this is some rock'em sock'em music. And let me play this track. Zam Joby with Lee Ridnour. Maybe tomorrow I find my way. Whew. Man, it's a track. You know, and I like that John Coor. We in the car, heating up the windows, and I remember. That's not how it goes, but that's a good song. Hey, let me play this track. Zam Joby. And then we got an Aretha Franklin. Ain't no way. The tracks are on tonight.
Me to love you,
Heck of a show. I've enjoyed it. Man, it's been good. Aretha was screaming, ain't no way, ain't no way, ain't no way. Oh, Lord. I guess it ain't no way. Oh, man. Listen, I got to get ready to get out of here. It's been fun. It is hot outside. Ozone warning. And I don't want to pass out. But you know me. So you know how that goes. So I'm going to end the show with I Can't Get Next to You, Dennis Edwards. And that was our featured artist for the night. The man could cut. And when I say he can cut, he can cut. So be safe out there. Don't do nothing that I wouldn't do. And I got 90 seconds. She in my ear. You got 90 seconds? Shut up. Hey, enjoy your evening. And I will talk with some of you tomorrow and then Sunday. Hasta la vista.
Hold it. Listen.
Whenever I wanted to.
I can make a ship sail on dry land, but my life is incomplete and I'm so blue, 'cause I can't get next to you.